The festival of the patron saint of shoemakers, St. Crispin, was celebrated on a Monday, when, before the days of factories, most of the workers had a day off. The custom died out when the factories came along, but many workers still took a Monday off, especially turn shoemakers, and they enjoyed a drink. In the 1930s, around 10,000 men and women worked in around 30 shoe factories, producing millions of pairs of mainly ladies' fashion shoes, shoes for children and slippers. It was estimated each worker made around £650 worth of footwear a year, a lot of money in those days. During the First World War, the Norwich shoemakers, working day and night to make army boots, went on strike and marched through the streets demanding bonuses. It was settled by giving the men £1 and the women 15 shillings. Hundreds of thousands of pairs of shoes made in the city were sent all over the world to countries including Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, South America, Canada, Singapore, Denmark, Malta and Iceland. Excavations around Whitefriars Bridge in Norwich revealed that as early as the 10th century, simple turn shoes were being made in Norwich. All this information is taken from a book called The Story of the Norwich Boot and Shoe Trade by Francis and Michael Holmes of the Norwich Heritage Projects. If you're interested, the book is still available in the shops.